USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Busy weekend in Washington, D.C. as lawmakers continuing to work behind the scenes on a COVID-19 and omnibus bill. Congress is in session this weekend. Negotiations happening mainly, though, behind the scenes. No votes on a coronavirus bill are expected until Sunday afternoon at the earliest. A hospital outside of Chicago temporarily suspended coronavirus vaccinations Friday after four team members experienced adverse reactions. Regarding reactions to vaccines, Dr. Nicole Sapphire says we have to remember
just about any person can have a reaction to just about any medication, including a placebo medication. And if you look at the clinical trial data, specifically Pfizer, the rate of allergic reaction was about 0.61% versus the placebo group, which was 0.53%.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Gather around the table to enjoy your favorite home-cooked meals, featuring ingredients from Amazon Grocery and Amazon Fresh. With the online acceptance of SNAP EBT benefits, Amazon customers can purchase the grocery items they need to recreate family recipes or make new mealtime traditions at home. Christina Herman, Amazon spokesperson, discusses the meaningfulness of home-cooked meals.
Amazon understands the value of cooking fresh meals at home, making memories, and creating traditions with family. SNAP recipients can save time with convenient home delivery from Amazon Fresh and Amazon Grocery so they can spend it where it really matters.
Customers paying with SNAP EBT on Amazon also have free access to Amazon Fresh and fast and convenient same-day grocery delivery with the added bonus of having attended or unattended delivery. To find deals and exclusive discounts for SNAP customers and learn more about the program, visit amazon.com/snap.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has enlisted Santa to sell children on her coronavirus pandemic message. The video message of a man dressed as Santa Claus was shown to young children who were asking the governor about COVID-19. Towards the end of the video, the Democrat governor has a message for the little children.
And another way to stay safe during the holiday is to stay home. But call your grandparents and your cousins and your family, and it's the safest way to tell the people you love how much you care about them. This year it has to look a little bit different so we can stay safe. And I appreciate all of you doing your part.
Alphabet Inc.'s Google is planning on offering free weekly at-home COVID-19 testing for all of its United States employees and plans to expand globally next year. The company recommending every staffer be tested, although it's not mandatory. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The investigation into last week's breach of dozens of federal agencies and companies may lead to Russia.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told the Mark Levin Show Friday night that he believes Russia is behind last week's breach.
I can't say much more as we're still unpacking precisely what it is, and I'm sure some of it will remain classified, but suffice it to say there was a significant effort to use a piece of third-party software to essentially embed code inside of U.S. government systems, and it now appears systems of private companies and companies and governments across the world as well. This was a very significant effort, and I think it's the case that now we can say pretty clearly that it was the Russians that engaged in this activity.
It appears that hackers breached the computer systems at an Austin, Texas-based remote information technology services company that has clients around the world, including many U.S. government agencies and major corporations. The hack was revealed by FireEye, a U.S. cybersecurity company. It reportedly began as early as March. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
College football continues on Saturday with big games of note. Number 1 Alabama taking on number 7 Florida in the SEC Championship game. That game set to begin at 8 o'clock Eastern Time on CBS. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.